Welcome to another edition to Collaboration Mindset for Health and Wellness podcast brought to you by AAA Physical Therapy. With obviously, you're listening to this through Howard Community College's Dragon Digital Radio. And let's go ahead and introduce our guest. Her name is Stephanie Reeves. Thank you for being here today, Ms. Stephanie.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So Ms. Stephanie is the executive director of the Maryland Psychological Association. And so we have so many things to go ahead and talk about in terms of how associations work together. Mm-hmm. And why do we have the Maryland Psychological Association for health and wellness from a physical therapy point of view? So we'll talk more a little bit more about that in this podcast. So Stephanie Reeves, I'll introduce you guys. So Stephanie Reeves, she is a CAE and the executive director of the Maryland Psychological Association, as I've said, in Columbia, Maryland. And in this role, she manages the day-to-day operations of a small staff association representing psychologists and other mental health professionals in the state of Maryland. Previously, she served as a senior lobbyist for the American Psychological Association for 5 years. Stephanie holds a BA in psychology from the George Washington University and a master's in government from Johns Hopkins University. In 2010, she earned her Certified Association Executive, or CAE, designation from the American Society of Association Executives, or ASAE. The CAE recognizes knowledge in association management and is held by only 5% of those who work for associations worldwide. An active member of ASAE, Stephanie was recently nominated to serve on their board of directors. A native Washingtonian, Stephanie currently resides in Silver Spring, Maryland with her rescue puppy, Charmer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get into it. Okay. So what exactly does the Maryland Psychological Association, or MPA, do?
Sure. Just a little bit of background. MPA was established in 1956, and so we're a very old organization. And we are the Professional Membership Association for psychologists who are based in the state of Maryland. Some of them do work in the D.C. area, so in Virginia and D.C. as well. We also have a few members who are not psychologists, but we have a student component. So we have graduate students going and getting their doctorate degree. We also have those who have retired but want to maintain connection to the association, and then a few social workers, professional counselors, and the like in the state. As a professional association, we provide some services for these members. So for example, Maryland psychologists are required to be licensed, and for that licensure, they must earn continuing education credits. And so one of the things our association does is provide content for that. We host on average about 2 to 3 workshops a month outside of July and August. We take a break in April as well, because the license renewal period is at the end of March. And so at that point, our members are finishing up earning their credits to get their licensure, or renew their licensure, to say. We also provide networking opportunities. And so for those who are earlier in their career, we provide them ways to connect with those who are our more seasoned members and have, for example, if there's someone coming in who may be working in a state agency or a community-based health center and may want to have their own practice, they may connect with some of those who have had practices for 20, 30 years on how to do that, or someone's interested in writing a book or running a series of practices. We are able to make that connection with them as well for their professional career. And so networking is a big component of our organization. And then we also provide services to the community, mainly through our referral service. I would say that if the calls that we receive in our office, I would say probably the top type of call that we receive are for individuals who are looking for a psychologist. And so we have a referral service where if someone calls, we can look through our service and see if we can identify someone in their particular area in the state that they could go and visit. And that service is also available on our website.
All right, great. So if you don't mind, what are the typical workshops that you guys facilitate for the CEU. So can you identify some of them?
Oh, absolutely. So we have an annual convention in November. It's timing to be in November, but it's usually in the fall. And that's our largest conference. We had about 330 attendees last year, which was our largest, and it's growing by the year. And we offer, in Maryland, there are certain required continuing education credits that you have to earn, and that's in ethics and risk management, diversity or cultural competency, and for those psychologists who also supervise psych associates who are individuals who have earned the master's degree and are looking to practice in a certain capacity under the supervision of a licensed psychologist, they're recognized as psych associates. And so if you're a psychologist who supervises psych associates, there's also a requirement for credits to be earned in supervision. And so we offer programming in supervision as well. And so besides the required, we also have some electives that might be of interest to members. So for example, for our upcoming convention, we have someone who's doing a session on pop culture and psychology. And it's based on the conversations that have occurred around the Netflix show, 13 Reasons Why, and just, you know, the increased talk that we have seen on mental health in the community, on social media. We felt that that was a really good topic to cover. So we have a subject we have on that. We may also have it on marriage and therapy and divorce and mediation and business mediation. And so those are some of the topics coming up for a convention. With other workshops, it could range. We have one on animal assisted therapy, where we literally have someone who brings in their therapy dogs and will be providing a session for us coming up this fall. We're looking to get educated more on medical cannabis, because obviously it's legal in Maryland. And so it's to bring our members up to speed on what that means for them as psychologists. It ranges. We also provide content that may not be CE specific. So for those who are in private practice, we offer what we call the Business of Practice Workshop. And that's an annual event where we reach out to not only members who are in private practice, but also some of the business functions that they may utilize, for example, credit card processing and such. And it's just a way for that community to connect and network, and then also learn best practices on promoting their business, networking within a business community, marketing and promoting their practice, utilizing social media. And so that's one of the workshops that we do offer, and we're looking to offer it again this fall. And we don't just keep it within psychologists. We do open it up to other members of the community, particularly those who have their own practice, because a lot of the lessons that are learned and taught during these sessions don't just apply to psychologists in private practice. They can be really for anyone who may have their own business and may want to find out, you know, how do I transition from paper records to electronic medical records? How do I understand HIPAA? How do I market my practice when it's new? How do I start a practice? And so some of those topics as well that we want to cover, because, you know, our members, obviously, we want to provide them content on some of the topics that they cover in their therapy sessions. But also, we recognize that a lot of our members are also business owners. And if we can provide content to them on how to do that to the best of their ability, because, you know, for a lot of them, they go in knowing how to be a psychologist, but how are they a business owner? How do they become that? How do they learn that? And so giving them an opportunity to network and learn is another way that we provide a benefit to those members.
And so to answer the initial question that I have, why do I have Stephanie here?
Why do we MPA? Exist? Why do we exist?
So thank you for everything that you have shared. But the connection of the association with physical therapy, some of the similar things that we are connecting with is, for example, the first thing that you've one of the things that you identified is about the medical cannabis, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And so on our end as well, in terms of, for example, in terms of treatment of pain, how do all of these come into play?
Right.
So again, obviously from a psychological point of view or mental point of view or mental health and how that comes into play. And then the other thing that you mentioned is that, psychologists are trained to become psychologists, but in terms of running a practice, it's a whole different story. And that is why one of the guests that we had here from before is actually a business coach. Mm-hmm. Because we've identified that, I mean, the title of the program is Health and Wellness. And that's everyone's business.
Right.
And so if the psychologists themselves have to take care of themselves, they know that. And then how can I get those tips and information in order to run more effective and efficient practice, of course, why not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, you touched on the self-care, and that's something that's really big on our association part. You know, obviously, from a staff perspective, I have a small staff. We have a lot of work that we do for the four of us total. So I always make sure that my staff, and we try to implement that through our association with our members, you know, because they do a lot. You know, a lot of our members, you know, they're seeing patients morning till night, on the weekends. They also may teach, they may write, they also have families. So it is important for us to, you know, kind of balance that work with promoting self-care. And that's one of the things that we definitely want to do, not only within the psychological community, but also through the public in general. I think it's without saying that we've seen an increase in the discussion on mental health with, you know, the recent tragedy with Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain and the millions of others who were impacted by suicide and other mental illnesses. There is a lot of talk now about it. And one of the things that we're seeing with our members, and I don't know, probably with physical therapy, I would imagine, is that you're seeing that manifest in many different ways. And with our members, not only are they seeing increased caseloads of individuals, but those who are there, they were seeing, are experiencing more and more stress, probably more so than they typically would. And so that is, you know, we talk about people going to seek out therapy, but I think people forget in all of this, the people who provide those services and how are we supporting and helping them as well. And that's one of the things that we, you know, as an association want to be really mindful of in providing services and resources to our members when it comes to the point where it gets a little bit more hectic for them. We have a colleague assistance program, which some of the other associations, state associations, have as well. And what it does is provide resources for those individuals who are psychologists themselves who say, you know, I need some support myself, and what resources do you have out there that is available to them? And it would be interesting to see from PT standpoint whether or not there's something similar as well.
No, that's very important. And like what you said, we should be supporting one another, mm-hmm. and we should be the ones living what we're talking about or doing, mm-hmm. on a daily basis, especially from a career point of view.
Yes.
And actually, one of the things that we are doing right now at our clinic, I know you mentioned about stress here, and I'll touch base with that a little bit later. One of the things that we're doing at the clinic right now is I emphasize to all of our teammates that, look, we're in the health and wellness field. Everything that I'm reading and everything that I know, we need to go ahead and practice them. And you guys know, especially for the medical professionals themselves. Mm-hmm. But I tell them, look, just in our building, we were able to go out and then have some the trees, grass, and so on and so forth. So I tell them, look, go out 2-3 minutes, just walk around the building, mm-hmm. just get a break from whatever it is that you're doing. And we're also holding some short meditation processes, because one of the things that I'm as I've mentioned in one of the podcasts, I'm reading this Willpower Instinct book, and it just solidified further of the importance of just even 2-3 minutes of meditation, of focusing on the breath and slowing things down, is impacting us in a positive way. Mm-hmm. That's 2-3 minutes. What's 2-3 minutes of just slowing things down and focusing on breath? So we're instituting that with our practice in our practice ourselves. And then, as you mentioned about stress levels and getting off the charts, that's why we have, and actually we're rebranding it now. We're identifying that it's strength through stress. And it's a matter of using these stressors to our advantage, not always just managing them. Mm-hmm. So those are things that we have been doing. And then again, these are things that cross together. Mm-hmm. But one of the other important things that you mentioned earlier is that you receive these calls about needing mental health help.
Yep.
All right. And that's exactly why I have reached out to you guys to mm-hmm. be one of our guests here, because we will have patients wherein they will tell their life story and they will become very emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And sometimes too is that the injury that they may have is not necessarily just physical in nature.
Sure.
That there will be some underlying things wherein, okay, this seems to be a little bit beyond our scope of care.
Yeah.
And that's why, however, we need to go ahead and refer out, in a tasteful manner, in a professional manner, in a caring manner.
Yeah.
And because at times those are the things that we are experiencing. And again, that's why we have you here as our guest. And hopefully that's something that we can dive into a little bit more once we have a guest psychologist here.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, great. So thank you. Thank you for answering that important question right there. I mean, yeah, MPA, kind of you have an idea what it is. But hopefully for our listeners who wants to become a psychologist or anything like that, just touch base with your office and find out more. Go to these networking events and find out what's out there.
Yeah, so if you are, you know, because we do get quite a few requests from those who are in high school psychology programs. And right now we don't have anything provided for them. But that's something where we've started thinking about because we have gotten a lot more requests for it. I think for us, you know, because we're a small association, we're a small staff, you know, we have to always think about our capacity, you know, going back to, you know, not overstressing my staff. But, you know, there is I think with all the talk about mental health and, you know, I think there is obviously increased interest in psychology beyond what we've seen in the past. And, you know, it's being able to provide those resources and opportunities. So I would say if you're a psychologist and you're not a member, I would implore you to join our association. If you're a student, definitely join the Student Association. They have their own set of programming, including their own conference geared specifically towards students, and it's an excellent program. They also have volunteer leadership opportunities so that if you are interested in just, and we do as well, obviously. So if you, you know, one of the things that we've discovered, we talked about, you know, psychologists learning to be psychologists, but not business owners. One of the things that with their challenging schedules is that there's not a lot of time for them to do volunteer work outside of the scope of their work. So this provides a great an opportunity for them to also develop leadership skills through our board. You know, we have elected positions, we have appointed positions, and so we give our members that opportunity. So it's a great organization. There are people who have been members of our association for 40, 50 years. I think our oldest member is 98.
Wow.
Yes. He's 90.
That's awesome.
to give you perspective, he was literally the second person licensed in the state when they started licensing psychologists. So, and he calls me regularly and just checks up to see, just say, I'm alive, I'm still here. So, and it's a joy to talk to him. But, you know, again, as we talked about, it's important for us to be here in the community. There is the American Psychological Association. They're based in D.C., and as you mentioned, I used to work for them. The state psych associations exist because not everybody can get to D.C. And there are things that are really specific to Maryland that don't really apply to the national association. And one thing people find is that they like being part of their state.
The local,
exactly.
Yes.
Because one of the other things that I haven't delved into is the fact that we also monitor legislation through the General Assembly. So we have a legislative committee. We also have a lobbyist that we employ that has her ear to the ground in Annapolis for us. And through there, we monitor legislation that would impact psychologists in the state. And so that's one benefit that we do provide for our members is the fact that we do track that legislation.
All right. Two things that if you could share a little bit more.
Yeah.
You mentioned about the community. And like what you said, you receive a majority of calls regarding of people needing direct help.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So given that, how does this organization help the community as a whole? What else can you guys... And I know you mentioned about thinking about adding internships and stuff like that. But go ahead. Is there anything else?
Sure. So we have a public education committee, and that is geared towards community outreach. And so we participate in a couple of events, one based here in Howard County. So we do 50 Plus Expo. We do that every other year for the association. And that, for those who are not familiar, it's for those who are 50 and over in the community who are just looking for resources. And we exhibit there because we have a number of resources for those in that community. We also exhibit with the WISE Healthy Kids Day, which tends to occur at the end of April every year. And we participate in three events throughout the state. And so we will identify three YMCAs that we will there then exhibit, not just with myself and my staff, but also members of our association. So, and those are geared towards kids and adolescents. So we have a lot of families that come through. We tend to encourage our psychologists with expertise in child psychology to volunteer, because you know, we have activities at the booth, but we also have parents who have questions, and having them there provides that type of insight there. So a lot of our work is mainly in working with community outreach, whether it's health fairs, or we have members who go and speak to different high schools about stress, anxiety from that perspective. We want to do more. We want to do more in the community. I think there's a lot of people who don't know that we exist as a resource, you know, even with a referral service. So one of, you know, part of why I wanted to come on here was to also promote the fact that we are here in the community. We want to venture out, do a lot more in Western Maryland if we can, and just to be there, again, whether it's to give a presentation at a local high school or participate in your health fair. We have resources here available to you. I know it's not always easy. I know whenever we do different health fairs, we get people who will see our name and say, I'm not crazy, and we'll walk away from the table. And, you know, the idea is not to say, we're not diagnosing you.
Yes.
You know, this is just, it goes back to the theme of this podcast is physical health is important, but mental health is important as well, and it's all connected.
Yes.
You see, you know, your folks see the physical manifestation of the things that our folks see. And so there is that connection, and that's one of the things that we really try to educate. And really part of also why we're in the community is to destigmatize mental illness, because it's still, we still have those problems. You know, people are more than happy to go to a physical therapist. That's never a problem. That's never an issue. Having someone to go see a psychologist, psychiatrist, some other mental health professional, that's a little bit hard of a reach for folks. And so one of the things we always really want to try to do and continue to stress is it is all interconnected. And your mental health is just as important as your physical health.
And definitely that's one of the main questions we're going to ask once we have a podcast here with a psychologist about that mind-body connection.
Yes.
And in terms of those health fairs, about the stigma behind it, it's interesting because I just attended the Local Health Improvement Coalition here at Howard County, and we had a speaker about the school systems having social workers and the likes and having these programs to go ahead and promote more of mental health and have a normalized conversation about this.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes, okay, if you get a cast because you broke your arm, oh, okay, everybody's celebrating and signing it and stuff like that. But now if it's a mental health, oh, okay, let's put that in the closet.
Right, exactly.
And that's where, and again, that's why we're having this podcast in order to go ahead and provide that there's no shame in breaking your elbow because you're playing sports or you fell shoveling snow or whatever. And if there's anything that we need to help from a mental point of view, because that's the thing, it's not easy because it's not visible.
Right.
And it's quote unquote hard to measure.
Exactly.
And then again, that we should be always be okay and stuff like that. But no, we need to go ahead and take care of that. And as some of the listeners that we already that have here, and if this is the first time you're listening, as you guys know, yeah, I've been in the psychology field myself as an educator, and that's my educational background. And that's the thing, as I share to my students, is that, all right, if you go to a dentist twice a year, rightfully so, how come we don't have a mental health checkup?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
And these are things that we're just trying to go ahead and promote and share ideas with.
Yeah.
All right. So you mentioned that you have a lobbyist, and that's one of the gigs that you had before. Mm-hmm. And as we've had Howard County officials here, Dr. Lam, Dr. Hill, as part of our podcast here. And then in the future, we're going to also share the podcast with Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman and also Dr. Calvin Ball as the Democratic nominee.
Yeah.
So we've had them as a guest. So what are some of the initiatives that an MPA is working on right now?
Yeah. Well, from an organizational perspective or legislative or both?
Both. Whatever's important that is very important for you to share right now.
Sure.
Especially from that lobbyist point of view.
Yeah, so
lobby right now.
I am reformed federal lobbyist. So. But, you know, one of the things we look for, you know, with the upcoming elections, we suspect that we're going to probably have somewhat of a turnover in the General Assembly. And we see, you know, kind of in 19, this will be our opportunity to educate those new members on who we are and what services that we provide. Because, again, I think there are people who have a basic idea of what a psychologist does, but not a firm And so we also want to talk to them about, you know, kind of where we are in the community and some of the initiatives that has come forth. You know, for example, you know, we were supportive of the ban on conversion therapy. We did a letter to our legislators about that conversion therapy ban. One of the issues that we are always monitoring is child abuse report and reporting, because that's something that our members do. And we always want to make sure that whatever laws come about with that is not duplicative to that, because it can easily do that. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're always, you know, above the board when it comes to that, because that's their obligation to report those types of things. But again, I think a lot of it we see probably with the General Assembly coming up is just going to be education going forward. And so from the legislative side, we figure we're probably going to have a year of educating those new members on who MPA is and how we benefit the community. Because sometimes, you know, legislators will introduce legislation that may have a mental health component, but probably isn't well-versed in mental health. And so sometimes it's going back and saying, this is a great idea, but this is what you need to think about. And so having ourselves introduced beforehand alleviates some of those problems when you are developing legislation. And so that's one of the key ideas that we do when we go up, is to let them know that we're here as a resource. Mm-hmm. And we have been helpful. There's regulations now that are being written about telehealth and providing telehealth services through from a mental health perspective. And we were very involved with that aspect of it. And so now we're going to see the manifestation of that in the regulations going forward. And so that's one area where we've been really key on. And so going forward, it'll be seeing how that is implemented and how that will help our members see other patients throughout the state when they can't physically come into their office. Association-wide, again, I think part of what we really need to do, I've been on board with the organization as executive director since 15, and so there's been a lot of transition with the organization, and so now we're getting to a point where, you know, we really, again, want to see ourselves a little bit more in the community. We want to be seen more of a resource, not just for legislators, but for other partners, you know, in the community, not just mental health, but in the broader healthcare community. I know there's been a lot of attempts for coalition work, and that will continue. I will say I haven't had a chance to meet my counterpart with the Physical Therapy Association of Maryland, but that's one of the things I really would like to do going forward, and having that type of connection as well, because again, I think physical, mental, it's all connected. And the more we work together as a healthcare community in the state, I think the better we are with providing resources and services to our community.
No doubt. And so given that, no, you don't have to wait for the APTA associate to work with you.
Right.
We're here
right.
with however we can go ahead and help in any capacity. I mean, obviously, we're not going to speak from an APTA point of view, but at least from a physical therapy point of view and the like. So,
absolutely.
All right. Well, Ms. Stephanie, thank you so much again for being here with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Can I give our website?
Oh, yes, definitely. How can the website contact?
Yes. Yes. So we are based in Columbia, Maryland, near Columbia Mall. Our website is www.marylandpsychology.org. And if you're a psychologist, you can go on and find information on our continuing education programming. If you're a member of the public, you can find resources on how to find a psychologist and other topics on mental health. You can call our office. Our office number is 410-992-4258.
Awesome. Thank you. And again, let's all be advocates of better health and wellness. That's all we can go ahead and ask for. And not only members, not only psychologists, but budding psychologists as well.
Absolutely.
It's everybody. All
Absolutely.
Right. So feel free to go ahead and check their website out. All right. So for our next podcast, most likely we're going to touch base about the mental side of things as well. We will talk about functional medicine. We're going to have Nina, the physical therapist that we have. We're going to have Becca, our massage therapist. And we're going to have Kai, our yoga therapist. And part of it is, as well, is going to be discussion about personal training and strength through stress. Again, if you have any questions regarding our podcast or if you have any suggestions, please contact us at 443-979-7171 or check our website, aaaphysicaltherapy.com. Thanks and have an awesome day.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.